Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love Island USA Season 8 recap of episodes 8 through 10. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yep. So, quick question, man, because as we're doing this, check your text, by the way. One thing I noticed about this show, and maybe I'm the only one that saw this. I'm not sure. I can't be the only one who saw this. But we have, and I think Peacock has done it. They have brought back appointment viewing to television.
Appointment viewing?
Yeah, so appointment viewing. Thank you very much. Appointment viewing is when, you know, think about it. The Cosby Show came on this day, this time, each week. All these shows that people watch, New York Undercover. Any show that you watched on network television came on the same time every week. And people would sit down in their TV and watch it then. And it feels like this is the perfect blend. Love Island, this is our first time watching it. But watching it now, I've realized that this is like the perfect blend of appointment viewing and binge watching. Because it's 6 days a week, same every day, same time it drops, and people are watching this every day. But it's still for the binge watchers like me. I will stop watching a show, wait till the end of the season, and then catch it then, so I can just go ahead and binge watch the whole thing. And it feels like Love Island has found the formula to bring everybody back to watching it at the same time.
I mean, I see your point. I prefer the binge method, personally.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I prefer the binge method, personally. Well, because, I mean, for us, right, for those of us that are putting content out around these shows, I would rather, like, watch two or three back-to-back in one night and take my notes and be done with it, compared to I have to wait till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then if I go to dinner or something, I get home, it's 9:30, 10, I don't feel like watching it. Now I got to, like, double up the next day. It's just a lot of work.
Okay, but you're thinking of it from the work aspect of it, by the way.
Yes, I am, from the work aspect.
Little homebody says, up top. And Miss Linda says, there. I have a big crush on Terrell. First things first, you're going to need to learn to spell his name. But
hey, Linda, I don't mind. If you spell my name wrong, it's totally fine.
I'm just
happy somebody's got a crush on me.
It was about time.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened since how old?
I know. Been in a slump the last 4 or 5 months.
Months? I thought you were going to say years.
No, that's 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, but to be fair, right? And I get this, because think of it, Married at First Sight is getting ready to start, which excited about this coming back. As soon as this is over, I kind of told you that we'd still be able to do this after, right? Consider it's on the same network, that's what they're going to do. But they're going to drop one episode, then two, three episodes, then two, three episodes each week. I thought they would pick up this one the way that they're doing it here and kind of do it a little bit more. By the way, so J-Rose says, technically you can still binge if you're not voting on the app. Yep. Well, I tried to vote, but you know what happened? Which she's not going to vote, but still watching every day. And Kellen says, never thought of it that way. Cool random thought on appointment viewing. Thank you very much. And Miss Annette says, I made the live crew? Yes.
Yes, you did. You in here.
You is here. Now look. You said you weren't going to vote, right? And I said, but let me see what this thing looks like. So I did download the app and I said, let me go see what this voting is going to look like. And the app crashed. And the next day I was like, okay, well, it's back up. They gave it to a certain amount of time. They gave more time for people to vote. I did not know that meant that we'd be subjected to a filler episode.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching episode 8 and I'm like, there's a lot of conversations, random conversations just happening, right? And it wasn't until 3/4 of the way through, which they were smart as hell to do that to us and not tell us till late. Oh, by the way, since y'all crashed the app, we don't have the results. I'm like, you mother.
Yeah, this was a lot. It was just a lot of conversation. Like if the app was working, we probably would have gotten a lot further. But
yes,
it is what it is. Make they money. I get it.
And I'm not mad at it. It was good because we did get to see a bunch of, we got a couple love triangles and a quadrangle. So we'll get to those in a second. Janet says, hello all. And yes, I am ready for Mavs because I let you guys talk me into this crazy island. That's the same thing Terrell's saying.
Yes. I'm excited about it myself. So
who would have
here we are. Yeah, here we are.
All right. So we pick up with Anaya comforting Melanie after the last episode. Anything that you saw from this?
You know, Melanie really in her feels, huh? Mm-hmm. Over this soul and sincere thing. But good for Naya trying to get her to hold back the tears. You need to stop doing that. Stop letting these new women in the villa see you crying like this.
Never let them see you sweat or cry.
Yeah.
that's actually good advice. Yeah, that's good advice because now you give them, let them know. Oh, there's an opening here somewhere.
Yeah, you got competition in this room. Don't let them see you do that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Next, we get to see Melanie and Sincere, right? And she tells Sincere that it really hurt her feelings that he and Soul kissed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happening in this conversation. I thought we got to see the Latina / West Indian side in Melanie come out real quick when she told Sincere, hey, look, don't you hurt my feelings because I ain't going to be here.
Right.
If you keep up, go with her, but don't think I'm going to be here waiting on you.
Yeah, she let him know. If you want to explore, fine. You go do all that. But if you go, trying to let him know that there's a line that he can't cross, mm-hmm. which he's been crossing. He's a habitual line stepper, in the words of Charlie Murphy. He's a habitual line stepper. So he keeps doing it.
Yeah.
And having his cake eaten too. I get it. But she's just letting him know, as she said, dead ass, don't do this.
As Monica says, his new name is officially Insincere. Yes, because what's the first thing he does right after she says this? He lies and says, well, I won't keep kissing Soul. And I don't want to keep exploring with her.
Yeah. You are my number one. Well, this is our relationship. No, mm-hmm. it's not.
So what's the first thing he does after that? He goes and pulls Soul for a chat.
Yeah.
Takes her to where? Her home space, Soul Ties.
Soul Ties. That's where it all began.
Now, Melanie's noticing that she, of course, she gets in her feelings again, goes off talking to Kata and Zach, and I thought Zach gave some great advice. Just let Sincere do his thing. Now,
yeah.
My question to you, is that what you would do in a case like this? Or are you going to go, like they say, go fight for your person? Or are you going to, no, let him do the thing and see what happens.
I say let him do the thing, see what happens. I don't believe in go fight for somebody thing. Mm. If Sincere's going to leave, he's going to leave. You got to deal with that. Or he's going to stop messing with Soul and he's going to be on you. You got to deal with that. But you going upstairs is not going to change anything. It's going to make you look bad.
So you're not going to go for that every night. I got to fight to prove my love.
Nope, I don't fight. If I got to prove it, you don't deserve it. So,
touche, yeah. Good point. Good point. By the way, this question came in from Monique says, guys, what is the show schedule for the real show? They did After Sun yesterday. Not watching that. Do we get a real episode tonight? Yes, real episode tonight, which is why we came on at 6:30 so you can get to it after. After Sun's a real episode, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, technically, Wednesdays are the only days there's no episode.
Right.
And then Saturday's After Sun. So you figure you can watch Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we'll fill you in on what happened on After Sun.
Yeah, because that's gonna go by that quick. And to be fair, Tara was like, do we have to? Come on, man. We can't act like it didn't happen.
But nothing happened. That's just it. I watched and I'm waiting. Just nothing happened. I was like, why are y'all doing this? It's because I started to think it was going to be like Mavs with Keisha Knight Pullen.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something like that. After party. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. This is terrible.
No, very true, but still, at least to your point, you said this right before we jumped on, it's in real time.
Yeah.
So that's different as opposed to everybody faking like this is what it was. So
yeah.
Hey, we love you all back, Monique. Thank you very much. Next, I got a lot of smoke for this lady right here because she I think cut up a lot. right? Wait, do I not have her in here properly with this? I guess I don't. But Miss Kenzie, she is there with Corbin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're having a conversation, and I'm not sure I buy what she's saying in this conversation at all.
I missed my notes.
Because this is where she's talking about, this is after she's kissed Caleb, right? And mm-hmm. I'm sure at this moment when she's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I kissed him, but I was thinking about you. And he's like, well, right now I'm thinking about Miller because you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah. I just don't buy that because she's been talking about her wanting this cowboy to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that she lives in Georgia. So I don't think that her go-to is chocolate, if you will. I don't think that's her normal go-to. But she's been looking for this white knight to come in with his southern accent. Yeah. So she gets it. And so mm-hmm. you're telling me you finally get to kiss this person, but now you're thinking about, you know, old Yellowbone Corbin. You think about all that melanin? No, you're not.
I want to make sure everybody is going to have the same smoke for Kenzie that they have for Sincere, and that a lot of the people I see online are having for Corbin as well. Because here's the thing. We see Kenzie and Caleb, right, in the pool, mm-hmm. and they're having a conversation. But then Kenzie tells us that Caleb is the guy she's been holding out for to walk in the villa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't look like this every night where she's sticking her tongue down Corbin's throat and tickling his tonsils, but or when she's biting her finger.
Because there's something going on under the sheets.
My, what big hands you have.
Yeah. Mm. Full of E.T. Ouch.
Sanan's fan says Corbin and Kenzie did something under the sheet. She's hooked. Well, is that what that was? A hook?
Well, that is kind of the method. You want to, well, that's a whole nother. That'll be a save that for a random thought. But it's
yes,
kind of
please,
a hook.
Please, please. Yeah, save that.
From what I've heard.
Now, J-Rose says Kenzie shouldn't have slept with Corbin. Do we know that she did? I mean, that's a bold accusation right there.
I don't think, I mean, where would they have done it at? Because it's not
in the bed.
It's not while everyone else is laying in the same room.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Have you not done that before, sir?
No, I've never been in a room with four or five other couples in beds. No, I'm not a swinger. I haven't done that.
Just checking.
Well, okay. Actually, hold on. College, I did.
See?
I did. And there was like six or seven people, but they weren't couples, but just me and this one girl on the sofa, and the rest of them were all around, but they just ignored us, I guess.
All around the world, same.
College.
By the way, Cheaper83 says they have sex on the show. In the past, they do it in a room with everyone and talk about it after.
Really?
I guess you got to go back and watch one of those first seven seasons.
Nope. Doing that.
CXM says, I don't think they have intercourse, but something happened.
I think so, too. Something happened.
Yeah, because like J-Roll said, she did. She's very possessive now. And yes, in mm-hmm. this show, people have sex in that room.
Yeah.
And Fiona says something was going on under those sheets. Her face says it all. Yeah.
The man in the boat.
The old face. Oh. And Monica says, hey, this is definitely your first time watching the show, Tara. It does happen.
Yeah.
And Sedan's fans is trying to let you know that, hey, if they're on their sides, it can happen.
Oh, I know about the side move.
Hey, Tara, let me show you. Just get instructions. Hey, Tara, let me teach you about the birds and the bees and the sideways stroke.
No, the side stroke. That's that morning breath stroke. That's perfect for morning sex.
Oh my God, y'all are nuts.
Maybe they were doing something. We just know something was going on. on under those covers. That's all I'm saying.
They were playing Uno. Stop it. All right, I'm done. I can't. Taylor says Corbin was DJing under them covers.
Womp, 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 womp.
And J-Row has given up, says, all right, fine. Allegedly, since we can't
allegedly.
Say.
Allegedly.
Thank you, Chocolate Suda. Oh, welcome back, by the way. Do us a favor, man. We appreciate everybody in here. And we appreciate all the insights for those of us who haven't watched the show but till this season. So letting us know what really happens. Monica says, Uno reverse. Do us a favor, though, please. You're here right now. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. Bia and Gabrielle. Let's move on. Beatrice. Gabrielle actually tells her that he did kiss both of the bombshells, Sol and Jen. Good thing?
He's being honest.
Yes.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he did kiss both of them. And what we're learning, at least what I'm realizing from some of the ladies, kissing in the context of a game, okay.
Yes, I told you this before.
Kissing outside the game.
I'm glad you finally caught up.
It's a problem. Now, okay, I'm new. Sorry.
So am I.
I'm new. So I think it's great that he told her. I like how Bea was acting like, okay, cool. I'm not mad about that. I totally get it. And then as soon as she walks away, she mad.
Yeah. And who does that remind you of?
Melon.
A lot of people.
Oh.
A lot of people. So there's that. And by the way, something else that we should know is, as J-Ro says, they're not closed off, so you can explore whoever you want. So you can do. Until you say you're closed off and you're just locked into this. And this is why people are saying it's too early for them to be locked in that quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys, though, gave Gabrielle props for kissing both bombshells. Are they right?
20-something-year-old guys, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, you kissed a dude? Right on, right on, up top.
Yeah. Hey, Bea had the line, though, where she said, you know, she competes for medals, not men.
There you go, Bea.
Yeah, okay.
But you respect that.
Yeah, I get it. But she's still compete for this, man. Because he's you haven't won that medal yet. Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm the only person that noticed this. Please tell me I am not. And let us know. Live crew, let us know. And if you're watching this later as part of Replay Gang, let us know in the comments. But did you catch when Kenzie was sitting there talking with Anaya and Trinity, the language that she used, because she really and truly came out of her mouth. And I had the captions on. This is how I know that she said, shit be getting crazy. I'm like, girl, you don't talk like that. You don't be talking like that.
Girl, it be getting crazy up in here. She.
Why are we gentrifying the language on the show?
She was speaking on their level. She
no, stop that. Because Anaya and Trinity, they can code switch. And they have code switched a lot on this show.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. She was trying to do the same. She was trying to code switch.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. No.
No, there's no code switching on that side. You stay your.
I thought she was just trying to talk to my black friend, so she be crazy up in here.
Chocolate Sooner's right there with you. Kenzie Ben had her code switch on. Sinan's fan says she got a roster now. She bought it. Oh my God. Oh, I was like, wait a minute. Did she really just, okay, she did. I had to rewind it just to make sure. I thought, cause you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Kenzie, and I thought maybe it was just my own personal bias. And I was like, no, it's not. She actually did say that. We do see Melanie and Corbin, because Melanie pulls Corbin for a chat and say less. And he's like, oh, I was about to pull you, so I'm glad you pulled me. Well, now that we pulled each other, let's pull our way and say less and see if we can say less.
You just like saying the name of that room.
I did.
Say less. Yeah. You just like saying the name of that room.
Well, you say more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, she tells him it hurt her feelings that he kissed Soul. And
No. You're on the wrong one. This is Corbin.
Oh, you're right. Sorry about that. I got two sets of...
See? This is why you say less.
All right. So she takes Corbin to the side. So here's what's interesting about this conversation. She's saying that she wants to explore the connection. And Corbin first tries to start out saying, well, what's going on with you and Cecilia? Hey, we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Right now, I just wanted to see where this is at. And then what does Corbin do? Corbin did what Corbin was brought on the show to do.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Can I get a kiss?
Yeah, of course. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's his job.
He's a bombshell. That's what he's supposed to do. Why is everybody mad at him for doing what he's supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding that part. But I do like what Melanie does tell him and says that they should save the kiss because she wants to be a genuine kiss when she does kiss him. So she's not saying that she's not going to. She's just like, hey, when I do, I want it to be real.
Yeah. And she gave him a little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, that's yeah, whatever.
A little something to shut him up here. Mwah. There you go.
Did it work? Because what did he say? This makes me want it more.
Yeah, but that's what he would say to anybody.
Well, true.
Yeah, he'd say that to anybody. So I think, again, Corbin's playing the role that he's supposed to play. But I do respect the fact that Melanie didn't kiss him.
Yes.
Now, Kinsey, on the other hand, you know, she will go back and kiss Caleb and Corbin. But Caleb didn't have anybody. But I think Melanie at least was respectful of her friendship and says, nope, because she knows she needs to talk to her girl first.
And that's what she said. She said she's going to talk to Kinsey, but she decides to talk to Anaya first, right? And ask Anaya to keep a secret.
The secret keeper, Anaya. No. Do not commit a crime with Anaya. She's snitching. She's telling everybody.
And she definitely did.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing about it, though. During this conversation, what does Melanie peep? Because, you know, Sincere has to stand up and tell his story. And she notices, wait a minute. Soul and Sincere are still up there having this conversation. Mm-hmm. They're still in Soul Ties. They're still going. She asks Anaya, you think I should go pull him for a chat? And Anaya says, yeah, go ahead. And then as she's going, KC stops her. Was he right?
Yes. Because he knows you're making a fool of yourself.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it. You need to calm the hell down. Let this man have this conversation. They were up there quite a while.
Yeah.
And why Sincere chose to stand up to tell a story. Because that's how she saw him. Because he stood up doing this. And she's just staring at him. Mm-hmm. But good for KC to stop her from doing that.
I thought that, because even when she tried to lie, I'm just going to the glam room. No, you're not. Bring your ass back down here. Meanwhile, did you see Bia, that track speed, man, that bronze medal speed? She came sprinting across the house. Like,
what happened? And as soon as they said, oh, Melanie's upset, ugh. I don't blame her for doing that. Bia knows Melanie's a problem.
Bia did, though. Okay, I've given Bia a hard time because she's been extremely hard on Melanie just because she doesn't like her. We can tell that, right? But she goes over and tries to console her. Well, because Melanie's in her field and she's on the chair, the lounge chair, you know, about ready to bust into tears. And as the tears start to come out, Bia says, it's just stress leaving your body.
Like I said before, cowgirl up. You toughen up a little bit.
Now, Antho says that Bia is a real one for sure. I'm trying to understand. She is, but she goes like, hey, I've never been good at consoling anybody. At least she understands that part about herself, right?
Yeah.
But here's the part that I didn't really get. And that's because, again, so many conversations just happening all around this thing, right? And it's Kinsey again. And I'm coming for a lot of this stuff because why is she upset talking to the other women that Corbin asked Melanie for a kiss. She gladly kissed Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And then tries to make it like Melanie's the villain when she, Kenzie, was bouncing between three men for a while, including somebody else's couple partner.
Yeah, but she didn't kiss Gabe.
No, but I guarantee you this, had Gabe, the way she threw herself at Gabe, and you act like you didn't see her throwing herself at him the first time.
All I said was she didn't kiss him because he's with Bea. Mm-hmm. So to me, Kenzie follows girl code. Mm-hmm. Caleb does not have a partner. Mm-hmm. So he's free to kiss, right? So I think that's fine. Her point is, hey, Melanie, you are my friend. I thought. Why wouldn't you have talked to me before this whole thing happened? Which Melanie said, Melanie should have had the conversation with her as soon as that thing happened. Mm. Instead of telling Anaya first, because right. I think Anaya wound up telling Kata and some of the others. Anaya didn't tell Kenzie about the kiss.
Right, exactly.
Kata told her about the kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how did Kata know?
To that point, I agree. Probably should have gone to her immediately. By the way, Antho says, Melanie's annoying. Anything Melanie does would annoy me too in the villa. I agree, especially if your name is Sincere. But what Sincere is doing would annoy any woman too, so there's that part, right? And I get it. But Kenzie would also annoy the crap out of me too, just because the way she's moving, it's acting as if, hey, it's okay when I do it. It's a problem when you do it.
Mm.
I know you don't know that song, but it's okay. And it kind of flipped it. Because think about it. She's calling Corbin a fuckboy. Meanwhile, she's been a dish rag the whole time. I'm not understanding this.
Dish rag.
Whatever. So Kenzie pulls Melanie for a chat. And what'd you think of this conversation? Because part of this that irked the crap out of me is where mm-hmm. she goes, well, you're not even trying for Sincere. Where you been?
Yeah.
We've been telling her stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what Kenzie was thinking with that. I was trying to figure out where her mind was. If she was trying to say, if you were focused on your own man, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be worried about, you know, mine. But she hasn't been paying attention, apparently. With all the crying and stuff Melanie's been doing over Sincere.
Yeah.
She's trying.
Yeah. By the way, J-Rose says Kenzie didn't talk to Bea when she went for Gabriel. Exactly. And that's the whole thing. When she... The most respectful Gabriel was when he sat down with her at first. Now, halfway through the conversation, after she kept throwing the cookies at him, he's like, okay, you know I'm the cookie monster. I'm going to have to eat some of these at some point. Like Monica says, Kenzie wants to be the most wanted woman in the villa. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. It's that kind of thing, right? Because damn, man. But she's still trying to guilt trip Melanie and all this. And I'm not understanding that at all. Here's the thing about this. Even with Gabrielle, you realize that he didn't really want Kenzie. Because the minute Jen showed up, he didn't talk to Kenzie again.
It's done. He likes blondes. So I think he liked Kenzie first, but then in his eyes, a better blonde came in, and that's who he started to focus his energy on. Yeah.
There's that part of it.
Yes.
By the way, I know this is almost like a side convo, but I noticed this when the women were up in the room and getting in the glam room, getting ready for bed. Trinity said something, and I've only known one person who's never had to do this, right? Are there any women out there like Trinity? And you can say, if you're in the live crew, let us know. If you're watching this latest part of Replay Gang, let us know in the comments. Who are like Trinity, who have never had to shave their legs? And if you have, then if you're not like Trinity, are you jealous of her never having to do that? Because that's something that once you start, you can't. It's like when you start shaving, all of a sudden, you're like, dang, you got to keep shaving the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wild thing. And everybody in that room seemed like, wait a minute, what? They seemed a little surprised by that.
Possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monique says, nope, that would be nice. Monica says, me? Okay. Young girl Maya says, when she said that, I was jealous. J-Ro says, That would be amazing. Charlie J. Meyer says, I never shave my legs. Fiona says, truly, God has favorites.
Okay, but Charlie, do you have hair on your legs? Do you have hair on your legs, or you just never shaved your legs? I mean, I'm just curious. You never shaved them, but your legs look like mine.
Right? You know, there is a new movement. And I know women who don't shave their legs in the wintertime. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Only certain people going to see them, and those people better not mine.
Hey, I worked at Whole Foods for 5 years. A lot of women don't shave their armpits anymore. Just letting it go.
Well, especially if they shop at Whole Foods. Sinan's fan says, I wish. Double XL Slick says, my mom and grandma both are completely hairless. Hey, my mom has never shaved her legs either, right? And I always like to tell people, I come from a hairless people, because I don't have a whole lot of hair. CXF, I always have to shave my legs. And Rocky says, definitely jealous. It's just genetics.
Yeah.
When she said that, I was like, I know some people are a little like, dang it, girl. So, but yeah, that's a little side note. Well, there it is. Something else that popped up, though, the next love triangle, which is actually more of a quadrangle, is we see Bryce go have a conversation with Sincere. And he says, mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I might try with Kata just so I can eliminate any doubt. And collectively, I heard everybody watching at that very same moment go, what?
Yeah. So when he said that, if you remember the beginning of episode 8, when Sincere is talking to the guys and talking about, you know, trying to decide between him and Soul and Mel. Mm-hmm. And Bryce tells him, hey, you know what? You should explore just to be sure, you know, if there's nothing wrong with talking to Soul and just to see if there's something there and just to find out if it is or it isn't. That was him setting the groundwork for him to pull this move on his boy. They are besties in the villa.
This explains, because I was wondering why he was telling Sincere this at first.
Yeah.
And now that you say that, this explains it.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, you know, Sincere, I've been thinking, after watching what's going on with you and Soul, me and Trinity are great. Mm-hmm. I think there's something with me and Kata. And I could have told him, no, there's not anything with you. Yeah. When you got kicked out the bed or told you to move over to the other side of the bed, that's when she was done with you.
That's what I'm wondering. What did he think? Because, first of all, he pulls Zach and has this combo. And Zach can't even believe this. Zach is almost like, yo, were you not there with us when she told you go sleep your ass over there, over yonder?
That's what he's saying, to go over yonder.
You know how far that is? Maya says, maybe Bryce missed that episode. Apparently.
Yeah.
Janet, why if I kick you to the curb, what makes you think you can walk back? It's only to collect your things and keep on pushing.
Yeah. Go put yourself back in the friend zone where you belong.
Sinan's fans has a theory, though. Says Bryce let those damn producers get in his ears because ain't no way.
Somebody had to have hyped him up because I've not seen anything. So I thought there was a little bit of a chance. So I was quite surprised that this is the direction he wanted to go.
You know, here's an interesting thing, though, because Penelope says that Trinity and Bryce have an alliance. They don't like each other, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying that about Trinity and Bryce, that you didn't think that Trinity really liked Bryce, right?
Right.
Which is what Zach tells Bryce all the time. Like, he's constantly telling Bryce that part, which I think may have just also put that battery in Bryce's back. But while Bryce is telling Zach all this stuff, guess what Trinity's doing with the women over there? Telling them how much, oh, I'm falling for him and this and that, and it's good. And you're not believing that, are you?
No, it's similar to what I said about Casey and Anaya in episode 3. No one else wanted her. No one else wants Trinity. So she's sticking with the one person that she can rock with to hopefully make this $100,000.
Timo Justin Bieber.
Yes. Ever since you told me that, every time I look at him now.
You're welcome. Well,
how am I looking at him? If I was your boyfriend.
So Bryce pulls Trinity, right?
Yeah.
And at least give him props for let's have this conversation before I go pull Kata.
Mm-hmm.
But this didn't quite go exactly the way he expected, huh?
No, it's funny because Zach starts laughing at him. And then he's like, I mean, are you serious? Oh, okay. I mean, if you want to do that, if you want to do that, you can. But I like how Zach was honest with him and says, I think you're doing this just because you're not happy with Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he goes and has the convo with Trinity now. And then in this point, she thinks something's up. And he tries to reassure her before letting her know that something's up.
This was the shadiest thing that he did, in my opinion. He tells her, they sit down, just, hey, so how you doing? You doing good? Okay, well, I want to pull you aside and talk to you. You know you're my number one. Really like you a lot. As which sounds like you're about to get broken up with.
Yes, right? It's not. First of all, like, you're all great.
You are really nice. You are funny. I enjoy the times that we've had. But so then she kind of tenses up when she's bracing herself. Mm-hmm. And he even says, oh, no, don't worry. I'm not going to drop a bomb on you or anything like that. But I'm thinking about pulling Kata. And I kind of want to have a conversation and explore that. Which that's dropping a bomb on Trinity.
And his not so bad. He definitely had this conversation with Sincere, who told, hey, look, man, let me tell you, don't tell her you're going to. Tell her you might. Because that's what he said. I might. No, you're going to. You know you're going to. Don't lie.
You wouldn't have brought it up. You wouldn't have brought it up. I might. I don't know. Maybe.
Maya says, I loved her response. Me too. She goes, so what do you think? She said, I'm not fucking with it. I'm
like, yeah.
I love this. Like, she, the look she gave him, that's when he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you done messed up now.
This was wild. By the way, J-Ro wanted to let me know, don't disrespect Justin Bieber like that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. We'll get back to more of this quadrangle in a second. But first, I just want to say shout out to everybody that's rocking with us right now, whether you're here now as part of the live crew or watching this later as part of the replay gang. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And to the replay gang, do us a favor. Please hit that hype button, right? It really does help. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you, too. Do us a favor. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, there it is. Yep. Check out the merch store. Scan the QR code. And thank you in advance for your support. As we continue into this quadrangle, I want you to let us know that you've made it this far, that you're here with us. And we'd like for you to leave the word in the comment section, delusional, in honor of Bryce, because that's exactly what he is.
Very delusional.
Absolutely delusional. It's funny because we do get to see Zach speaking with KC, right? And he's telling him about his whole conversation with Bryce, and Zach can't, I mean, KC can't believe it at all. He's like, yo, what? He's like, y'all, what is going on in this house right now? Even he's like, please, America, just vote so we can get something moving here. Because what the hell is happening?
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, as they're having a conversation, who walks by them? Bryce, as he's pulling Kata.
Of course he is.
And so Zach's looking at Kata. He's like, and she's trying to, hey, I don't know what's going on with this.
Hey, do you think she was more upset about not getting her grilled cheese sandwich or having to sit down and talk to Bryce?
I think she was probably upset after she had the conversation with Bryce. We could have did this while I was making a sandwich. Yeah. That conversation would have been quick.
By the time this grilled cheese was done, this conversation would have been over. That'd have been good. This was painful to watch too, though.
Yeah, I mean, even pretty boys get rejected, you know, but she was nice about it. She goes, you know, I'm open, but I've always just looked at you as a friend.
The words you don't want to hear, especially from a woman that looks like this.
Yeah. Get your ass back in the friend zone where you belong.
Did you come out there no more? The cove?
Yeah. Don't you come out there no more.
At least he took it strong, right?
Mm-hmm. He did. Took it like a champ, but now he's made it awkward for a lot of people.
Very awkward. Meanwhile, Trinity and Zach are having a combo. Zach seems to be kind of in his feelings, but is it because it's his boy? Or is it because, remember, he told Kata, because she's into him, and he was like, I feel like we should explore some more. Mm-hmm. Is he worried that maybe, even though he left, she might entertain Bryce just to get back at him?
No, not at all, because he only told her that because he was pissed that she wrapped her legs around Caleb in the bed game.
I agree.
He, that was that. He's over that at that point. So that's when he was saying that maybe we should explore because he was getting annoyed with her. And I think they've settled it.
So, well, but especially when she didn't wrap her legs around him when they slept in that bed. He's like, hold up now. You'll wrap your legs around that man and not around me?
But I know Zach is not threatened by Bryce in any way. He knows that Bryce didn't have a chance with Kata.
Good point. Back to the toxic couple. Melanie is sincere. Because Sincere pulls Melanie for a chat, right? Takes her upstairs and admits to being a piece of shit. And then he tries to eliminate any doubt, which, by the way, I like that Melanie didn't just let him come sit next to her. She let him sit there for about 10 seconds and got up and went to the other side. No, explain to me. Yeah. Look me in my eyes and lie to me again, sir.
I smell soul all over you. You smell like soul. You get over there. This whole I want to remove any doubt, which I'm thinking to myself, you've not done that at all since there. But now you're going to remove the doubt after you've made out with soul so many times.
He's multiplied the doubt.
Yeah. And then when she keeps bringing up the kissing, because he said, I might have did too much with soul. But he said that I'm not taking the kisses with soul, with any substance. I just want to see if there's chemistry. It's like, dude, you made out with her so much. There's chemistry. You know there is. You can't tell me you're not taking those kisses without substance, please.
He keeps lying to her about how many times they've kissed, too. Like, once or twice.
Once, twice. A couple pecks here and there.
What does he consider once? In one session?
Fair. Could be.
The 50 kisses. In one session, that's only one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because if you have a bag of lemons, does that count as 10 items when you go through the speed checkout or one item? Because it's a bag of lemons.
Yeah, it's one. It's all one. It's just
so
one
all those kisses and soul tie with one kiss.
I did a whole bunch of kissing. That's you can use that in your relationship. I only cheated on you once.
Don't you dare try that shit.
I didn't cheated on you once. Sinan, I might have slept with her 10 times, but
it was one person, so that's one person. Time.
So it was once.
Too much Fiona's going, wow, man logic.
Man logic. That is man logic to a T.
Sinan's fan says, insincere is the reason women snap. Oh, I'm glad I wasn't drinking something just now, Sinan's fans. I would have spit that out. I know y'all lie. Don't tell me you've never heard that before. Anthony says Sinan's going to get cooked at movie night with all these lies. So I'm assuming movie night is when they get to see clips of what was shown and what they didn't get to see.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming what movie night was. I thought that was I know what she was referring to.
Yeah, but and that's what I'm assuming. And you let me know if I'm all wrong or right. Lola says, I hope movie night happens. Yep, that's what it is. Correct.
All right. So they show what happens on movie night?
Basically, they're showing because think about it. You're in the house, but you don't get to see all the things. So for Sincere, this is going to make for great TV when they show all the kisses and they start counting them. One. Two.
Three. Four.
And that was just in the first session. Choke kiss counts as five kisses at once. So there's that. By the way, Monique says Sincere seems to lie to Melanie out of fear of how bad she'll spaz again, but it's not a smart move. He likes Soul, and she's a better, peaceful fit for him anyways. Is she?
Well, they are kind of a toxic relationship.
Yeah. And Melanie he lies Sincere. Enough that you see he's toxic too.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Monica says it's like Temptation Island. They get to see what we see.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Got it.
This is what I was kind of assuming was, but yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. There's going to be interesting because these are all the things that we don't know that's going to happen. While we're the virgins to this, everyone else is going to fill us in as to what it is. You've never heard that. You haven't heard that in a long time, have you?
No, no. But you know what? When this show is over, I'm going to be a born again virgin. Tell you that.
Did you notice that while Melody and Sincere are talking, though, Soul is in her feelings. She's having a conversation with Jen, and she's in her feelings, but is she justified?
I think so, because I think Soul is feeling like an outcast mm-hmm. with this group, because the original, the OGs are being very clicky.
Yeah.
So not really embracing Jen and Soul, and especially the fact that there's the Sincere Soul thing going on. They're all going to take Melanie's side.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if Soul is in the middle of something that she didn't create. She's just doing what she's supposed to do. She's only talking to one person.
Yeah. Because everybody else is scared. You know, KC's scared after they found out. Now, here's the thing. After this, we do get to see Sincere carrying Melanie off.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where... Melanie, you do it to yourself. Every time we think you're just about to do the right thing, I got my man back. Aha. Mm-hmm. How childish. Yeah. What?
Oh. It's messy.
Every time I try to defend you, you do something like this.
She messy like that.
Yeah, she is. Interesting that we do get to see a couple other things, too, though. And that's with Corbin having a conversation with Anaya, telling her that Kenzie's contradicting everything that she said earlier in the day, which we kind of know that. We see Kenzie kissing Caleb, and then she's mad at him because Corbin asked for a kiss from Melanie. Right? So is that contradiction?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I can see that point.
And then even before bed, Kenzie's... He's asking other women for kisses, and that doesn't make me feel good.
Well, made her feel good when they got in bed, though, because what did we see?
Well, that was the night before.
No, they were kissing again.
Oh, they sure were. You're right.
Yeah, they were kissing again, so you're not that upset.
No. Question I have for you when it comes to Sincere. Because the next morning, is he playing with fire? Mm-hmm. Making breakfast for Melanie and for Soul. What is going through his head? You've survived this far. What are you doing?
He's just being a gentleman, Yanni. That's all. being a... I'm just thinking, I mean, you're tonguing down both of these ladies. Least you can do is scramble up some eggs. Least you can do. Now, what's funny is he told her, this is my first time scrambling eggs to Soul.
And yeah.
I said, that's a lie. Because remember, when he first got with Melanie, he figured out how to scramble her some eggs in the first week. So
they didn't. Now, to be fair, they didn't show us.
But he did make the comments, my first time making eggs. He made that comment to someone on that first night with Melanie. So now to tell us, this is my first time scrambling eggs.
Now, Antho says, Soul still got to eat. Now, you got to keep in mind that Antho is also saying that Soul can't do any wrong in his eyes. So, see, she got to eat. Come on, now she needs some nourishment. Caleb had been making the bombshells. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. But that was not a smart move by Sincere. Which, by the way, just a quick jump to After Sun. I'm surprised they didn't ask Bia about or even show her a piece of what Gabrielle said, because that morning as they're making breakfast, the guys are asking him about Jen. And he goes, mm-hmm. yeah, he's more sexually attracted to Jen than he is to Bia. But Bia, in After Sun, was gushing over this man. Like, I can't wait. I don't want him to get kicked out now, but if he does, come find me.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some opinions about that, too, because I still don't believe Gabriel really was into Bea like that. He's just, mm-hmm. if he could have a chance to smash everybody, I think he would.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, he would. If he had the chance to sleep with all of them, he would totally do it.
Probably some of the guys, too. Kenzie and... Kenzie decided to have a conversation with Soul. I'm sorry. Is it me? Is it just me? Because I did not trust this conversation that Kenzie had with Soul. I thought she was being pretty devious here.
Yeah.
Because there's no way she would have had the same conversation with Soul if Soul was going after Corbin, right?
Right. She wouldn't. I think she had that conversation because she's still pissed at Melanie for wanting to pull Corbin or for pulling Corbin. So she's trying to check in with Soul to see how serious this thing is between her and Sincere.
Right.
For whatever reason. But I think it was just more about her anger towards Melanie.
That's all that is. You know that. Yep. See, and that's the same thing J-Rose said. Kenzie only spoke to Soul because she mad at Melanie. Like, I need a new best friend. I need a new sister I can be talking to. Because shit be getting crazy.
Yeah. I need a girl I can talk my problems and shit.
Then she's talking about the whole thing with Corbin, saying it's like a tit for tat, and she can't deal with the lie. And she's sitting there talking to Corbin, and I like how Corbin checks her real quick, like, "Yo, what are you talking about? I lied to you.
I haven't lied to you at all." And she, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, of course he's right." And I like how he told her that I have a right to explore. Mm-hmm. But I don't want it to seem like I don't care about you, which he doesn't. Corbin doesn't really care that much about Kenzie. So he's just like, yeah, go on, Caleb, go ahead. As he's just looking at Melanie. Yeah, go ahead. Go do that.
Because Sincere, please, keep going for Soul. Here's the thing. Kenzie, to me, is such a child. Because think of it seems like so long ago. Mm-hmm. But remember when she got mad at Zach because he had never dated a blonde before? Like she's always been a blonde?
Yeah. Well, going back to what I said when we first started, Kenzie is used to being the hottest one in the room. Mm. And she's losing that battle. She was single for a while. Like out of all the other girls have been booed up. Mm-hmm. She's the only one that's kind of been in this limbo. And she's just not used to that.
Well, true. That is true. Monique noticing not Tara with the Shanae voice. Now, here's the thing that also kind of got me. oh, Monica, this is bad. He dated her roots before. Exactly. Zach did date her roots before. You were all for that. Did Kenzie really say she's not going to hold back with her connection with Caleb? I mean, when did she hold back?
She hasn't held back at all.
That's what I thought.
And if this is holding back, well, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Should be good. You know, we did get to see Trinity and Bryce again, right? And Bryce here trying to, as they said, dig himself out. If only Trinity had a shovel for him to dig himself out of this hole. Did he do himself any favors here?
Not at all. He sounded all over the place. He even tried to say, I know I'm not your ideal type. And she says, hey, but how do you think I would feel if another person came in and let's say that she's a model and a brunette and looks like Haida? I got to worry about you going over her, which, yes, you would, because he would totally. He's like, I hope that happens. Please, Love Island gods, make that happen.
You read my mind.
How did you know?
We get our next challenge, right? And the After Sun hosts show up. And at first, I'm like, After Sun, what's that? And then kind of figured it out as we went along a little further. But Teffy and Tyra Banks Jr., a.k.a. Sierra, love their energy, by the way. The way they kind of rolled through there, they came in with the energy. They didn't just come in just strutting their stuff. They show personality coming in. Perfect to host this game, right? This nice or naughty game.
Yeah. call it that. They seem nice. And again, I'm not used to the show, so I don't know where these people came from or what shows that they're on. Uh-huh. But yeah, definitely attractive.
Yeah.
Good energy.
What'd you think about the game, though? Because if it's something nice, that equals a kiss. Naughty equals a pie in the face. Any standouts in this?
There was a couple standouts. I felt Melanie didn't get pied enough, to be honest. And then when I look at the questions, what's the one that says, most likely to throw you under the bus to save themselves? I was like, why is that Melanie? But then most likely to sleep with your best friend's. Yeah, I didn't see how that was Melanie, but then most likely to sleep with your best friend's partner, Kinsey?
Yeah, that one didn't make sense either, even though I don't put it past her. the thing that kind of got a lot of the folks was Soul.
Yeah.
Right? She got a pie in the face for most likely to ghost you. That should have been Melanie, right?
Should have been Melanie. Melanie says she ghosted a dude who was going to propose to her. True, mm-hmm. She's in high school. But dude went and got a ring. She ghosted him.
Yeah. By the way, Fiona says, I felt so bad for Soul. The guys did too much. Now, I counted it. I went back and looked at it again and said, let me count this. And she only got two pies in the face, right?
But one of those was hard. It was a little aggressive.
It was a little. The first one was very aggressive.
The really first one was aggressive.
And here's the thing, because looking at it, I saw two. I'm like, it's not that much. But like Sinan's fan says, the way Soul was upset, it seems this was heavily edited. J-Rose says, I believe Soul got pied more than what was shown. I'm sure, right? Because it was kind of wild the way, even the second one, most likely to break girl code. Mm-hmm. And they gave Soul that one. And I'm like, why? She doesn't know these girls. The girls aren't even talking to her. The guys ain't talking to her. There's only one. What was it? I felt so bad for her because I felt her pain.
Yeah, it was BS. Jen wasn't getting any pies in her face.
Right.
No one walked up to kiss Jen. Mm-hmm. You know, Jen was just there for decoration.
Right.
But to put all that, you know, fire towards Soul, I just thought didn't make any sense. It's just not warranted. She hasn't done anything.
Right.
She's not been messy. She hasn't done anything at all.
Now, another thing that makes me kind of think there was more, because remember there was another time that she thought she was going to get pied and she put her hands up in front of her face?
Yeah, thought KC was going to hit her with the pie. Yeah. It's like, you got to have Soul, but not that kind of Soul.
Which was actually kind of good. That was good that he did that. Monique says, to be honest, the pie game felt like the guys were sparing Melanie with pies because she'll tear up the villa. but don't buy Soul all the meals, just desserts. And she must have been pied more than two times, yes.
Yeah.
And this is where I have the problem too, Lola. They haven't even talked to Soul enough to have these opinions.
Yeah.
It made zero sense. And to your point, Jen didn't get any. Caleb didn't get any. The only bombshell that got any was her. And to that point, and everything, and this is something that Gabrielle said, which you never expect to hear words of wisdom coming from him. But when he told Sincere later, it wasn't about the game. Mm-hmm. It was about everything.
Yeah.
What he basically was telling them was, you're the reason she's crying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it was. Right?
Yeah.
Monica says, Melanie didn't get enough. Melanie, though, after this game, she did kind of say, she told Sincere, like, hey, I want to go talk to Soul. Should she have?
Not that moment, no. I think it's better just leave her alone, let her have a little quiet time, mm-hmm. and let her process. Because if it was anyone else, sure. I just don't think Melanie should have been the one because of the love triangle. I feel that'd be messy.
I thought that would actually, here's the thing. I thought if she did it then, it would have been way better than after she got her man taken and be like, well, I don't want to fight with you anymore. No, it's too late for that. It's too late for that shit. And this is where Soul is a better person than me, because I'd have been like, I got your man.
Yeah, you keep that energy. You keep that energy.
KTSC, keep that same energy. KC, though, what'd you think of him and the way he approached Soul and just kind of like, hey, I know you don't want to talk right now, but later. Please, let's have a convo.
And I think KC is neutral. He's Switzerland. No one's going to be upset if KC is going to have a conversation with Seoul.
That's a lie. There's a reason why KC hasn't talked to her yet.
Well, he can't take her to Seoul Ties, but if he just takes her to one of the little benches, stay out of Seoul Ties with Seoul.
Sensei had messed it all up for KC initially. Remember that? He was like, well, he said it looks like his ex. Like, damn it, man. Now I can't even ask the girl her last name. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what he was doing when he did that. Sensei does pull Seoul for a chat, though, right? And I thought this conversation was interesting because this is the furthest away that Sincere's ever sat from Seoul. He was in the next room having a conversation with her.
I lost my place.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I just lost my place.
Which interesting, because Nansan makes a good point here. It says Insincere didn't want those two talking. They'll start comparing notes, which is why he that makes sense as to why he talked Melanie out of talking to Seoul initially. Because I know what you're saying, that she shouldn't have been the one to do it. But I think if she was the one to go talk to her, I think that probably would have meant more than anything else. Or it could have been the worst thing to happen.
Or it could have been the worst thing that could happen. did you catch Bea's little comment? That she was staying 10 toes down, that some of those pies should have been for Melanie, and I don't even have 10 toes. So me making the joke I made, she'd be cool with it. 5 toes down, Bea, 5 toes down. Stand on business.
I knew when she said that, you stood up and pounded your chest. I already knew it. We get to the recoupling. Any surprises from this? Because you and I was surprised by the number of different names that popped up when we said, who should the bombshells be coupled with?
Yeah.
Exactly the ones you picked, exactly the ones that I picked, or who were chosen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jen got Gabrielle.
Yep.
Of course, Caleb got Kenzie. Of course, she got a cowboy. And
so, dance fan, you wrong for that emoji. That was hilarious. How'd you find that?
It's in there.
I just didn't know there was a one leg emoji.
Yes. It's in there. I'm surprised she used that one and not the bionic one, but yeah, that's in there because it's there. And Seoul got her man, Sincere, which then left Corbin, Bea, and Melanie.
Right.
Any surprises as to these picks first, though?
No surprises at all to those picks. I mean, Jen only had one connection, and that was with Gabrielle, if you can call that a connection. Yeah, we all knew Seoul and Sincere. And then, you know, Caleb and Kinsey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, because you know Jen and Gabrielle, because there's nobody else she talked to. They didn't show her talking to anybody else. There's no way that was going to go. And then when they said, here's the thing. What'd you think when they said one guy, two women? Did you think they were going to make him pick, or did you think they were going to bring Sean back?
No, I figured they were going to make him pick. Because it would just make sense because the numbers would have been off. Right. Mm. And so when the numbers are off, when Corbin first came in, it was kind of off there.
Yeah.
So 6 guys, 5 ladies. Mm-hmm. And then, 6 ladies. Yeah. So I just felt they were going to get rid of somebody just to balance back out.
So they did. They gave Corbin the opportunity. So you realize all the bombshells were coupled up. Because remember, Corbin was a bombshell. So, let's see, Maya says, I thought the other couples would have to vote a girl out. Yeah, that would have been. If they did that, Melanie was gone. If they did that, Melanie was. Oh, yeah.
If it was Jen and Seoul were untouchable, so they had to vote off one of the other.
No. So if of the 3 people up there, if they had to vote, since there was 2 women and 1 guy, if they had to choose between Melanie and Bea, they probably. Beatrice would have been the one they would have pick to stay. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. But no surprise here when Corbin picks Melanie, right? Easy?
Easy, yeah. You knew that was happening. He'd been eyeing Melanie the whole time. Now he can try to go for that kiss. Like once she starts crying, wondering what he's going to wipe them tears. Are we good? Are you over it?
Do you hear them kissing over there? Let's show them up.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that at least this is the day they change the sheets, first of all. I'm just saying. Fiona says producers want Melanie there. Unfortunately, it's having not seen any season before. If that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
Then that would explain exactly why they made it where he picked, as opposed to having everybody, because they would have picked, they would have voted to keep Bea. And right. You need Melanie for the drama. You need her for
exactly.
That,
and right? Bea doesn't bring the drama. Melanie's good reality TV.
Yes.
Bea is just a good person. Mm. And she doesn't get caught up in all the mess. And so then, by default, we got to get her out.
Now she's single, vulnerable, dumped from the island, and she's gone.
Did you notice, though, when Sean was dumped, he was dumped from the villa.
Right.
And then when Bea was dumped, says she's dumped from the island. I just thought that was interesting.
You know why? Because he had to stick around for After Sun.
Oh, that's okay. It makes sense.
It makes sense now because remember he was there because they didn't do After Sun when he left the first time. So now they're both there. Anything from After Sun, especially when Sean, we see him first and we get to see what happens when they first get their phones back and they get to check messages and Instagram and the DMs that are flooded and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of like the way he responded to the mayor.
I do. I like how he handled that question about the mayor. It was very, you can tell he's had some media training. Mm-hmm. It was smart to not say it that way. You still want to keep your career in law enforcement, so you don't want to attack a political official ever.
Right.
Exactly. But what stood out the most to me with After Sun is you think of all the other shows that we recap. Mm-hmm. It's always like a year after it aired or they taped. Mm-hmm. Right. So in this situation with Love Island, it's real time. So when Sean gets his phone, he's able to see like the alerts he's been missing, but then he can call family.
Yes.
And family has seen all the episodes up until the one he got the boot from.
I got a question for you since you brought up family. Because Chocolate Suda says, I love Sean's mom and sister. Yes. Anybody else thought, Terrell, did you see Sean's mom?
What was wrong with his mom?
Nothing. We got a match.
Oh.
Fiona, Sean's mom looked so good. She had his back. And you're like, hey, Terrell, did you see? Aren't you glad you watched After Sun now? No comment. All right, gotcha.
I missed it. I was watching from my bed. I had my phone there and I'm watching it. So I guess I just didn't pay attention to that part.
I do like the fact that they had his back. They were right there. And even the sister like, hey, you see, I was going into I was going in on social for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing I didn't like about Sean when he sat down with the After Sun hosts, Teffy and Sierra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all of a sudden, everything for him is Anaya, Anaya, Anaya. Anaya is the most beautiful woman. Anaya was at your door.
Yeah.
And you chose to ignore her.
No, Anaya was at his door.
No, Anaya was at Sincere's door. He didn't really push anything to her any given time.
No, because he really wanted Bea.
Exactly.
He was all in on Bea.
So how you all of a sudden now in retrospect, now that your mom told you, hey, Anaya should have been the one for you. Now you want to listen to your mom? Come on, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. She was at Sincere's door. Now, you also didn't believe him when he said Anaya and Trinity. Because remember, he said that at one point.
Yeah, he did. But I felt like he was just reaching for straws to try to stay.
Because Bea had gone. Yeah. She'd moved. Beatrice had moved on to Gabrielle, mm-hmm. and he's like, "I need somebody. Let me grab one of these sisters." I don't like that, because if he didn't show that same passion for any of them as he did mm-hmm. for her,
yeah.
Or am I just misreading this?
No, I don't think you're misreading it at all.
Yeah. See, Kellen says I was annoyed. He should have pulled Anaya for a chat. Exactly. Exactly. Now, on the other side, Carrie says, you can tell Sean was all for Anaya. Did you see his reaction when he saw her doing the Boss Bitch episode? They all overreacted. Come on. Yeah. Did you see how they reacted to Kenzie's dance?
Yeah.
Come on. That was a Golden Corral dance, and they acted like it was Magic City.
That looked like Joe's Crab Shack to me, to be honest.
So you can't go off of the reactions. They overreact on this show. Stop it. Anything from when, because even like Monica says, he genuinely liked Bia. Anything when Bia came out and when she got to see her phone.
Yeah, I like how her friend was trying to, you know, tell her all the tea and saying everybody thought that she was lesbian. And how Bia said that, you know, I didn't have sex on camera.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that's setting the bar really low. Well, at least I didn't. Whoa, yeah. Hold up.
At least I didn't have sex on camera. Well, no one said you did.
To be fair, yeah. You know what they say about Olympic Village, though. But go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think for her to hear all the love and support she's getting from the disabled community. Mm-hmm. For her representing on the show, I thought that had to make her feel good,
right?
And now she said she had like 97 point something thousand followers on IG.
Nice. Yeah, which is good. I mean, and here's the thing, the fact that she ended up being a role model for others, and just mm-hmm. representation matters. And this is where not a lot of people understand that when they're always represented on TV, but representation right. does matter.
Yeah.
And this is why I didn't like seeing some of the early comments. Oh, well, why is so-and-so? Hey, calm down. Just because you see yourself on there all the time, calm down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Because representation does matter. And so this was good. This was good for her. After Sun's done, this is over. We got a new episode dropping tonight in about 15 minutes, right? But something that popped up earlier today that I wanted to see that they ask, and people can tell us what this means. Cheers. The hideaway's open. Who should get it? Out of all the couple, I have no idea what the hideaway is. Somebody's going to tell us in the chat. You don't know what the hideaway is. But if you had to guess what the hideaway, I'm assuming it's where people get to go by themselves. A couple gets to go by themselves.
Wouldn't that be Casa Amor? Would that not be Casa Amor? Because I thought Casa Amor, House of Love.
Yeah, that's what I would thought. Yeah, I don't know. Again, we watched it for the first time. Okay, here we go. Anthos says a couple gets chosen to spend the night alone at a separate part of the villa. So yeah,
it's a suite
where you can go and do what you want. Boy, hey, Bea and Gabrielle were looking forward to that one. They get their own private room.
Yeah,
the boom boom room. There we go.
Yeah.
Now, do they get privacy from the other couples or privacy from the cameras? Because there's a difference.
Yeah, I know the other couples won't be there, but...
No cameras. Okay.
Yeah, so no cameras in there. So who can go in there and who should hook up? Who should go all the way?
Casa Amor is bringing a whole new cast.
Oh, they're going to bring more people into this?
Yeah. Here's Chocolate Sooner says Casa Amor is Temptation Island.
Okay.
Yeah. And J-Ro says, you'll see. Oh, so this is what it is. Fiona says, Casa Amor, the guys go to a separate villa with all new girls. Wow. Mm. Same for the girls. Okay. Okay.
All okay. Right. So like Temptation Island. Got
like
it.
Temptation Island. Yeah. Okay. So then, Hideaway, who do you think should go in there? Out of the couples that we have right now, because of the couples, we have Anaya and Casey.
Yeah.
We have Jen and Gabrielle, Kata and Zach, Kenzie and Caleb, Melanie and Corbin. I got too many of these up here. I'm sorting through these as I go through. Soul and Sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're not going to pick them, but Trinity and Bryce.
I would say KC and Anaya.
And actually, according to the app, A. Gordon says, according to the app, it will be Anaya and KC. I went on the app and I saw it. That's where I saw that question. I was like, So I decided, let me vote. I'm going to vote for, nope, that's not who it was. Mm. And it was, it looks like it's going to be Anaya and KC unless something else happens. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be them. Kellen, I'm not even sure. Y'all are wild up here, boy.
Yeah.
So, this should be interesting to see. Are you feeling good about this now? Must see TV, appointment watching. No? Okay.
No, I'm not going to feel good about this. Okay. It's a bit of a mess, but and it seems like it just keeps getting messier. So that's interesting. Just when I think I have it all, this is what I'm going to be seeing. Okay, they're all going to be making out with each other, playing games. Mm-hmm. No, they're going to keep bringing in new folks.
Val Fiona says, Anaya and Casey will get chosen. Who's you chose? Chocolate Soon says, Sol and Sincere need to get away from Mel's prying eyes. And they were my choice. But they were at the bottom, by the way, just FYI. They were not looking good on there. okay, last couple of things before we get out of here. Where is it? I saw one right here. This is what I wanted to get to. Chocolate Sooner said, I wish people would listen to Caleb. He said, I might be from North Carolina, but I'm no cowboy. I wish America would have picked Anaya or Trinity for him instead. Why would you do that to them?
Yeah. He has the Southern accent. That's enough for Kinsey.
Yeah. But he's not a cowboy. And he was very clear on that, too.
Yeah.
And being totally in North fine. Carolina, ain't that many cowboys.
Yeah.
It ain't Texas. It ain't Tennessee.
Yeah.
Hey, look, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, Terrell, I'm going to make sure you leave here with a smile. Take a look at your text. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm just Terrell.
No, go ahead. Look at it. Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at just Terrell, and at the RGRT5.
I can't believe that's an emoji. I mean, hey. Representation matters, right? Even in emojis, I guess.
Oh, my God. You done forgot your cue, man. Let's go.
I went blank. I went blank.
This is the fun part where I get him to forget everything. It's okay.
Yeah, I totally forgot this.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.